Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend, tagging a friend, all of the above, especially for those of you who have subscribed. I just got an email, or actually it's a direct message, from somebody who subscribed from Australia, and they sent a picture of the HTBT mug that you get for free when you subscribe to the Fight Laugh Feast Network. And so it came in one piece, which is always a surprise and a miracle all in one when you are shipping something overseas. If you do want to mug yourself and you want to send me a picture, well, if you go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in the memo field, I will send you a mug no matter where you are in the world, which is important. Because we have people from all around the world that listen to the show, that listen to the network, and it is so great to have you guys. I will send these mugs everywhere. Now, let's just get somebody from Antarctica or something like that, and that will seal the deal of mugs being on every continent of the planet. If you want to reach out to me for other reasons besides sending me pictures, you can find me at Matt at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at How to Build, or you can email me. Wow, I'm just not doing well today. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. And let's see, what do I want to talk about today? Well, first I want to say my bed set finally came in. For those of you who have been paying attention to the Costco saga, the bed set came in, but it's broken. The USB ports that are built into the headboard of my bed set don't work. And so we have to have a part shipped out next week. And then we have repair people coming out in 2 weeks to fix the bed set. A lot of you have been following how long it took to get the office set. And they sent me two, and then I had the whole fight. And then this bed set's been delayed, and then it was broken, and they had to send it back, and then they delivered it, and then it was kind of right, but still a little broken. It's just interesting. It's a mess. So I can't wait to get on the phone and talk to Costco about this one. And I will definitely keep you informed in the Costco saga part two, the bed furniture. So the guy who is in Australia, the mate, if you will, had a great question about a show topic, or had a suggestion, I guess. And he says this. I'll just use his first name, William. William says this. He said, I don't know if you've covered this topic yet or not, but I've been thinking about flattery in the workplace, particularly receiving it from superiors and how to deal with it. Obviously, as Christians, we know to be honest in our critiques and our compliments. But when you get feedback that is either exaggerated or untrue, in a good way, how might we go about handling it, particularly when it comes from those who look up to and respect in our business, or from those who we look up to and respect in our business? That's a really great question. And I have a few thoughts about that. The first thought that I have is the most accurate perception of you is probably the people around you, not yourself. We definitely have an image of who we are. Hopefully it's biblically based as Christians, but we have this idea of ourselves, a construct, if you will, of who we are. And it's probably not as accurate as how other people think of us. Now, I like to think I'm really funny, that just everyone loves my jokes. I know that's not true, honestly, but I would say I'm a funny guy. In fact, there is this class project. I think I talked about it before, actually. We're talking about branding, and you had to list three adjectives about yourself. And you had to write them down, but you didn't put your name down on a piece of paper. And then the professor listed every student. There was 20 of us in the class. Pepperdine, they have small class sizes, which is really nice. Shout out to the Waves. The professor would write out, or he would say what we wrote out, the three adjectives, and the class had to guess who it was. Which could totally backfire if you're trying to be funny, like I do sometimes. Like, I think I put funny, good looking, and no one picked me. It was terrible. But based on how many people guessed your three adjectives and that it was you, that was how strong your brand was. Now, a lot of people didn't get it right. That is, a lot of people couldn't guess how people describe themselves in three adjectives. And the reason why is that we don't do a good job of communication on one aspect, marketing ourselves, branding ourselves. But also, we don't have a really good job sometimes of critiquing ourselves. So what are you talking about with like compliments and things like that? Well, I would venture to say that if somebody you respect, that you look up to, is giving you a compliment, it's probably well deserved. I know I'm not going to be a negative person here. If you are getting a compliment, compliments are few and far between. If you have somebody that's giving you feedback that's positive, it may seem even exaggerated or undue. If you're a really humble person, it may seem like you're not worthy of it. But in a lot of cases, I think it might be so. I mean, most of the times people are critical people. They don't go out of their way to compliment people. If a lot of times they will say something or think that you're doing a good job or think something that is compliment worthy, but they won't ever just do it. It's kind of uncomfortable. So you should try it. You know, it's a good way to be an encourager. You go around in the office and think about something that you like about somebody from a business perspective. Like, hey, I love that you always reply to your emails, or I love that you are, you know, thoughtful and articulate, and you always come up with great ideas. And see how awkward that feels. Like, you might even start second guessing yourself about going up to the person and doing it. And you might be like, oh, I can't do this. This is silly. It's really strange. But anyway, so if that happens, just be thankful. And I honestly think it's a great opportunity to not set the record straight, quote unquote. But maybe it's a good opportunity to just say, hey, praise God. You know, God has gifted me, and anything good comes from me. You can point it to God and give him the glory, which is a great way to go for two reasons. One, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, giving God the glory. But also, two, it helps you with humility and keeps you grounded when you do give all the praise to God. And especially, I've did that a lot back when I was preaching. And even right after the sermon, before I even got feedback, and sometimes I wouldn't get feedback because it was just terrible. I don't know if it was terrible, but sometimes people wouldn't give me feedback. And I would just give it to God. I'm like, all right, God, you know what? I prepared. I tried to preach what you wanted me to preach. And all glory to you. Use it as you will. And just went on my way. And then when I would get feedback, I already had the mindset that really, really, it's all glory to God. Now I want to talk about another thought I had about this. How do you handle encouragement or feedback that might be exaggerated or untrue? Now, it might be that somebody else really did most of the work. Well, especially if you're a leader and these people are working for you, or a coworker who is doing a lot of the work, just simply giving them credit and saying, you know, I had a small part to play in it, but really who was the person that was responsible for doing such a great job was this person. Or my team did all the heavy lifting and they really deserve all of the praise. Or say it was somebody completely else, give them the credit. And this is great for a number of reasons. One, it is a great leadership quality when you can give people more praise than they deserve. Because you're giving them confidence, you're allowing them to see that you aren't going to just take all the credit, and they were more willing to want to work with you. And people will just naturally want to follow you, want to be on projects with you, because there's so many people in the workplace that want to hoard credit. They want to take all the glory. And you'll notice this on projects. When a project is starting up and no one's really sure if it's going to work out, because a lot of projects don't work out, especially in the big corporate world, that not too many people will be engaged. It'll be hard to get people to come to meetings. But when your project starts going well, and this is how probably one of the best signs that your project's going well, or your whatever it is, your idea, your proof, whatever. When you know your project's going well, when people start showing up, once people start talking about it, when they start trying to take ownership for your ideas, and they start claiming all the glory for yourself. So if you could do the opposite of that, you are going to find a lot of success with working with people, because people can start to trust you more. When you give other people the credit, even when a lot of it is yours, that you earned it, when you could still give that credit to other people, people are going to love to follow you, they're going to love to work for you, and they're going to love to work with you as well. Now let's go out and be successful together.